The Slovak capital of Bratislava on Monday experienced one of the worst cases of violence in years, when a lone gunman went on a rampage killing 8 people and injuring 15 others before turning the weapon on himself. One of the injured is a 30-year-old Czech national who is reported to be in serious condition. Daniela Lazareva has been following the story and she joins me in the studio now. Daniela, what do we know about the incident so far?
Well, Jan, from the information that has been made available by Slovak police, it appears that the 48-year-old gunman was a former soldier, and he was out to settle a long-running dispute with a Roma family living in the same block of flats. We're told he burst into the flat armed with an assault rifle and 2 handguns and shot dead everyone who was in the flat, killing 4 women and 1 man, and later shooting another member of the family who was out in the corridor. He then exited the building and fired random shots into windows, killing a 52-year-old woman who came out onto her balcony to see what was happening. And according to one witness, he proceeded to shoot at everything that moved in the street. He managed to injure 15 people, one of whom died later in hospital before police surrounded him and he turned the gun on himself.
So indeed a horrific situation there that you're describing. Are we talking about a racially motivated crime?
Well, the police have refused to confirm that as yet, though some of the neighbours interviewed by Slovak television say the man was openly racist, saying he hated blacks and similar comments. One way or another, he was known to have frequent disputes with Roma families in the vicinity, and with this one in particular, with neighbours saying that the police had frequently been called in at night to settle disputes about loud noise and so on. We do know that this particular street in the northwestern district of the city was not a quiet or safe neighbourhood, as it's been portrayed by some media. Apparently, it was a place where you could buy drugs and even weapons out in the street, in some cases from children, we're told. And tension was often high between the retired army officers who lived in the prefabricated housing estate and members of the Roma community. In any case, as you can imagine, Bratislava is now rife with speculation about what could have triggered the carnage. Some say drugs may have been involved, but the police is tight-lipped.
And when we look at the injured, how many people remain in the hospital, and how is the Czech national who was injured doing?
Well, as I said, one of the injured died a few hours after being admitted to hospital, bringing the death toll to 8. 13 others were told remain hospitalized, among them a 3-year-old boy. 3 are reported to be in serious condition. Now, the Czech national we know very little about. Apparently, he underwent emergency surgery during the night and is now in serious but stable condition. We're told he's in a state of induced sleep. The police have not revealed his identity, and all we know about him is that he is 30 and reportedly comes from the eastern part of the Czech Republic, from the city of Ostrava or the close vicinity.
Okay, thank you, Daniela Lazara, reporting there on